And Tranel loses the handle on it. Don's on the attack. Up, pass up, off the backboard and in. Ben Weiland, he gives the Dons the first lead of the game at 2-0. 15:50 left to go in this first half. Tranel has it top of the key, past the left side. Beck, he thought about three. Konechny guarding very close. That's going to be one of the keys to guarding against Port Edwards this year, is how well you can really slow down Beck and Tranel, as we got a whistle, as there is a injury, it looks like, for Tranel, as he's grimacing in pain. He's coming up off the floor, and he's going right back to the locker room. Not sure exactly what happened, but in comes Colby Grendon, another senior for the Blackhawks. Keep you posted on what's going on with Tranel. Inbound to Beck, and Beck stops, and then he moves, but he forgets to dribble on that time frame, as there's your third turnover of the game against the Blackhawks. So, 2-0 Dons over the Blackhawks, 15 and a half to go in the first half. Kind of a slow-paced game to this point. Both teams really feeling things out, as Konechny on the left side gets the ball back, pass down low against Hilgeman. Hilgeman, baseline, trap attempt there by the Blackhawks, no avail. And here we keep going, 15 minutes left, pass down low. That's down to Dooms. Pass down, Weiland out to Konechny, cross the way to Weiland. Back to Weiland, as there's a little bit of a trip there. Feet got tangled up by Michaels and Wallace, but that's going to be a whistle on Michaels. So that's the first foul of the game. First foul on Michaels as we progress under 15 minutes to go in this first half. Wallace pass across the way to Weiland as the Dons really being deliberate in what they want to do. And Tranel is back. Go ready to go back in. No idea what was going on, but good to see him back. And I know he's chomping at the bit to come back into this game. As we got 14 and a half to go, just 2-0 lead. Dons working down into the paint is Hilgeman. No good. Rebound by Beck. And the Blackhawks charge down the field, or down the court. Three bomb on the way. Just a little bit short by Beck. And down come the Dons. Cross the timeline is Weiland as we get closer to 14 minutes left in this first half. Again, thanks for joining us today at the championship game of the 40th Annual Cranberry Classic. And there's a whistle as Caleb Hilgeman was going to the rack, and he was harmed by Sam Martinson. So that's second foul for the Blackhawks. First for Martinson, and it's going to be shooting two for Caleb Hilgeman. Hilgeman had a nice night last night. Hilgeman scored 3 points. The leading scorer, of course, was Carter Summer off the bench. So first free throw attempt up. No good. So he gets one more chance at it to extend the lead to 3-0. Dons over the Blackhawks. It's up, and it's good. So now we've got a 3-0 Columbus lead with 14 minutes left to go in this first half. Don's applying full court pressure. Inbounds from Tranel to Michaels. Now they back out of it a little bit. Some token man-man pressure. Three quarters court. Tranel gets it up into left wing for Michaels. Three bomb on the way. Short. Rebound by Grondon. And he goes to pass it out. And it's intercepted by the Dons. Dons get the ball, as that's another turnover. And the Dons get the ball back in the offensive zone. Konechny left side as he passes up to the top of the key there for Wallace. Weiland back to Wallace. Wallace takes step in the three-point line. Three bomb on the way. And you can count it for Ben Weiland. 5 points so far. And it's a 5-0 lead for the Dons with 13:15 left to go in the first half. Or excuse me, 6-0. As I've got a little early on that call, as we have another whistle, and it appears to be a turnover for the Blackhawks. They have 5 so far. They're not doing themselves too many favors in trying to get onto the board here with turning the ball over so many times. Still a lot of game to be played yet. It's 13:05 to go. Ball's down low. As that goes to Jack Kolbeck. As there is a stoppage of play, and that will be actually the first turnover for the Dons in the night. Inbounds from Tranel to Michaels. Some pressure there by Weiland of the Dons. Michaels gets the ball up. Andreessen on the left side. Kick back to Beck. Three bomb on the way. Three bomb good as the Blackhawks get on the board. Three bomb by big number 12 for the, and that's Vinny Striegel. Vinny Striegel was that, big three. So that was another one that gave us some trouble last night as the number was not on the roster. It's a different number. So either way, we've got the first points there for the Blackhawks, and they trail 6-3 is big three bomb on the way for the Dons. And that rims out by Weiland, pulled down by the Blackhawks. 12-12 to go. First half, Striegel with the ball, moves to his right. Back to Beck, he's really getting guarded tough by Konechny, one of their best defenders. Michaels gets the ball, cuts into the lane, stops, but pops up, jump shot, right about the free throw line, count it. And we've got a 6-5 ball game. And 30-second timeout called by the Blackhawks. And we'll take one with them. Be back here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low near 10 tonight. Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, not as cold, a high in the mid-20s. Temps warm a little further through the 20s as we look into early next week. Some chances for a brief flurry or snow shower later Tuesday into Wednesday. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Minutes left to go in the first half as the Dons and the Blackhawks battle for the 40th annual Cranberry Classic Boys Division title. And we've got a good one so far. 6-5, Dons over the Blackhawks, up off the glass as there is, the basket's no good, but there's a foul on the plate as that will be whistled on, I believe, Eric Andreessen. And it is. That will be a shooting foul for Cole Wallace as he looks to extend the lead back for the Dons. As they, like I said, they host a 6-5 lead. Free throw up. Nothing but net. Count it. And they move that lead back to 7-5. Very slow, deliberate game so far. Not real flashy. Not a lot of speed to it, which that just shows that the Dons and the Blackhawks are capable of two different styles of play, as last night's games for both of them were a little more up-tempo. Is that second one? A little to the left, bounces out, rebound Tranel and Port. They got a chance to tie it or take the lead, depending on if they make the basket, whether it's a two or a three, with Tranel standing just off the mid-court logo of the Royals. Big blue A as Tranel doing some fancy footwork and dribbling. Beck. Again, guarded really, really, really tough by Konechny. He breaks to his left, goes into the lane, high off the glass. No good. Rebound to the Dons, and we got a whistle, and that will go against Port Edwards. That will be a foul on Striegel. That's his first. Port's fourth, so they're accumulating some fouls. The Dons have yet to commit one. As we got 11 minutes left to go in this first half. Don's passing the ball around. Konechny thought about a three, thought better of it. Kicks the ball out to Wallace. Wallace moves to his right. Directing traffic. Konechny resets at the top of the key. Three bomb. Wallace on the way. Little to the right. Rebound. Don's kicks it back out. As there is a foul now up against Max Michaels. That's going to be his second. Threw a little bit of a shoulder in there inadvertently, but still, that'll be a foul nonetheless, and that's five, and that's Michael's second, personally. So now we've got a 7-5 lead for the Blackhawks. 10:45 left to go in this first half. Michaels limping a little bit. And in comes Aiden Domke for Port. Domke had a heck of a game last night. 7 points off the bench. Can't complain about that, so he's an adequate threat for the Blackhawks. Inbounds. Dons have it. Konechny, three-bomb left side on the way. Short. Ball's being batted around, and there's a whistle. And I think that is the first foul of the game for the Dons. And it is Jack Kolbeck over the back. There's his first foul. Dons' first foul. And we have the little change in possession as Port, they're on the attack. Full court pressure. Kind of a 2-3 being applied. Now they drop back out of that to a man as Tranel, he comes up the court, gets past half court, dribbling around. He'll pass on over to Beck, tries to get some separation. Striegel, right side. Pass over to Tranel, about the free throw line, pass back out. That was the Striegel, and he took a step before he dribbled. Can't do that as he gets the sixth turnover for the Blackhawks in this first half. And that's still a 7-5 lead for the Dons over the Blackhawks. About 10 minutes left to go in this first half. Slow, deliberate possessions, no rush. Both teams trying to still feel things out as Konechny passing around. Dons are playing the perimeter real well. Konechny pass up the top. Looking for somewhere to go with it, resets the offense. Dons really having a hard time getting the ball low, being patient, however, as you don't want to rush things. And there's a shot, three-bomb on the way. Three-bomb, good. As that is Carter Summers with his first points of the game. Again, he was the Don's leading scorer last night with 10 points in a very balanced effort. So you have that going for them right now as they have a 10-5 Don's lead with 9:15 to go in the first half. Blackhawks with possession as there is another whistle, and that's an offensive foul. And the fouls are really piling up for the Blackhawks as there's another turnover. And I believe that one's going to be again on Eric Andreessen. No, it's not. That's Sam Martinson is actually his second. Andreessen just with the one. But six fouls now for Port. You know, there's going to be a bonus coming up soon for the Dons, and we still got half of the first half to go as we hit the midway point right now with the Dons leading 10-5. Konechny on the right side, pass down low to Hilgeman. Hilgeman Wallace back out to Summer. Summer back to Wallace, down low. Hilgeman, ball's loose, and it just touches out of bounds before Colby Grundin can get to it. So there's your second turnover for the Dons, but no harm, no foul, so to speak, as it's still a 10-5 lead for the Dons. Tranel inbounds to Beck. Beck held scoreless so far. Konechny really, really, really doing a good job trying to slow down his offense. They kind of showed a 2-3 trap trying to pin Beck down there as they backed out of it, and they move right back into it when Tranel got across the timeline. They're thinking about it. They're dropping into a 2-3 zone, trying to trap Tranel in the corner. Just a lot of passing back and forth. Beck to Michaels on the right side. Thought about going into the wing for Tranel. Kick back out to Beck, then back out to Tranel. 8:12 to go in the first half. 10-5 lead. Dons over the Blackhawks. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's very much appreciated by everybody. As we got a foul here, that's going to be the second on the Dons. That's Sam Dooms. That's his first foul, down second. Blackhawks retain possession. Inbounds, Tranel to Beck as he crosses into the backcourt. Pass up, breaks the timeline. Beck and Tranel really playing catch. Throw some Max Michaels in there. Pass is intercepted, turnover at about just outside the three-point line. Don's back on the attack. Those mistakes are really proving costly for the Blackhawks, as the Dons are having a lot of extra opportunities. 8 turnovers so far along the baseline. As the Dons pass, kick back out. left wing three bomb all the way by Konechny, and it's good. 13-5. Dons leading 7.5 to go in the first half. Port's offense really being held in check. Grundon pulls back out. Pass back out to Beck. Back to Michaels on the left side. Beck with the ball. Pass back to Tranel, trying to reset things. Port having a hard time breaking through. Michaels left wing on the way. Count it! Three bomb by Michaels, and we've got a little bit closer score now, 13-8. Columbus, 7 minutes to go in the first half. Don still on the attack. As passing back around the three-point stripe. Thought about a three was Carter Summer, and he passed towards Konechny on the left side, and that was deflected and intercepted by Beck. So there we have a third turnover by the Dons, but as the Blackhawks get it back down the court, ball was passed back to the right side, and no one was home, so we've got a ninth turnover for the Blackhawks, and they are trailing 13-8. 6:28 left to go in this first half. As we move right on along, real quick, fast-paced first half of action to this point. Wallace picks up his dribble, passed over to the right side to Weiland. Back to Wallace, back to Weiland, back to Wallace, over to Konechny on the left side. Double team attempt by the Blackhawks. Is quick passing all the way around, long passes around the perimeter. Finally back down low to Summer. Summer gets down to about the baseline, kicks it back out. Bunch of passes, really quick touches by the Dons. Not afraid to throw it up either by any of these young men. They can really shoot the ball. And there's another one as there's a three-bomb by Weiland, and it rattles out. Rebound by Beck. Blackhawks flip the script. Michaels, cross-court pass to Beck. Beck gets a Striegel in the corner. Striegel, three-bomb. Caught it! And that's another three-bomb by Striegel. His second, and it's a 13-11 ball game. Dons with 5:30 to go. And as soon as I say that, Konechny, he hits a floater, and it's a 15-11 game. And it's a timeout for the Blackhawks. 30 second. We'll take one, too. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
It's the Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks. Don't miss these limited-time deals. The Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
.518 left to go in this first half, and we've got a close one where the Dons are holding off the Blackhawks 15-11. A couple big threes for both sides, but real slow, deliberate style of play as we approach halftime as Port inbounds the ball. Tranel up to Beck as we got another whistle, and this one will be on Columbus Catholic. That foul, I believe, is on number 12, Ben Weiland. That'll be his first. The third for the Dons in this first half. Blackhawks have six, and we've got a stoppage play here as Port will inbound. Port trailing 15-11 here, about 5 minutes left to go as an inbounds. Got batted around a little bit, and last touch by the Dons, so another inbound play for the Blackhawks. As we got 5:08 left here. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving just a day or two ago. And everybody having a good, safe, and happy deer season. That ends tomorrow before the muzzleloader season starts. And now we've got another whistle, and that's going to be offensive foul against the Blackhawks. I believe that's on Max Michaels. That will be his third. The frustration really showing on his face. So he's going to be sitting for a while. And in comes his substitution, and that will be Price Hansen. As he comes on in to the game, as we have a whistle here. This is my time on the official. So trying to figure out what that was. I don't know if the ball was signaled ready for play yet. They started playing. So inbounds for the Dons. Just under 5 minutes to go. 15 to 11. Dons trying to figure out what that just was. But either way, Dons on the attack yet again, and they get a big three-pointer again, Cole Wallace, and they move that lead to 18 to 11 with 4.5 to go. Kind of disjointed here, a couple whistles, not exactly sure what they all were about, and there's another throwaway for the Blackhawks as they've got 11 turnovers here in this first half, and that's not exactly what you want to be seeing happen as we move to 4.5 minutes left in this first half. Another official discussion. Trying to get that established. As a little bit of discussion here. Still trying to figure out what that was about. But it's whistled ready for play. Inbounds. Here we go. Konechny with the ball. Steps across the timeline. Wallace passed down. That was passed to Sommer. Wallace back with it. Directing traffic. Resetting the offense, go dribbling back and forth. Now it's to Konechny, back to Wallace. Wallace thought a three, pulled it down, stopped, spin around. Now looking for other locations to go with a cross-court pass. That was to Weiland, back to Konechny. Weiland, three-bomb on the way. Count it! And that's another big three for the Dons as they balloon their lead to 10. 21 to 11, Dons, 4 minutes to go in this first half. Beck gets the ball up far side, out to Andreessen, kicks back out. Three bomb on the way by Beck, a little long off the back iron. A rebound pulled down by Sommer. Dons starting to pick up the speed of play. 3:45 to go, 21-11, Dons lead. Ball gets down to the paint, and there is a whistle contact. That's going to be Dums. He's going to be fouled, and I believe he's going to the line for two. Or for 1-1, I should say, is that's first foul against Josh Tranel of Port. About 3:47 left to go in this first half as we get some substitutions. In comes Aiden Domke and Sam Martinson. Out goes Andreessen and Striegel, I believe. Trying to got a little screened out there. First one on the way. No good. Second one on the way, missed the rim. And that was no good as well. So we play on. No change of score. 21 to 11. As we got 3.5 to go in this first half. Port on the attack. Tranel kicked back out. Striegel just about the free throw line. Striegel gets it. And he moves the score to 21-13. With about 3:20 to go. Don speeding up the play. Wallace three on the way, short. Rebound, Tranel. So Port taking a little bit of advantage of some missed shots here. They got to do a little bit more if they want to get back into the game here, as there is a drive down to the basket, and there's a whistle. Not going to be on the ground. And that is a foul against Dooms. Yeah, so there's just four fouls against the Dons, so non-shooting foul. Beck trapped in the corner, kicks out to Martinson. Martinson back out to Tranel. Tranel, jab, step, back off, and he gets whistled for a carry. Another turnover for the Blackhawks, and the Dons take over possession. 21-13 lead for Columbus Catholic. 2:50 left to go before halftime. Inbounds pass, Konechny to Wallace. Wallace slowly walking up the court, past the mid-court logo. Lob pass down to the paint. Lob pass up. Good by Carter Sommer. He gets one off the glass, and that moves the lead back to 10. 23-13, Columbus, 2.5 to go in this first half. Tranel handling the ball, works down along the baseline. He gets it rejected by Hilgeman. He gets his own rebound, however. Pass back out to Beck. Spin move, fall away, fadeaway jumper. Bounces off the back iron. Rebound, Dons. Wallace on the attack. Cuts through the defense. Kick out to Konechny. Back out to Wallace. Wallace to Weiland. Down low. Summers. Now Hilgeman. Back off the glass. No good. Ball's bouncing around. Pulled down by Summers. As that's back outside. Kicked inside. Back outside to Konechny. The Dons resetting the offense. Under 2 minutes to go in this first half. And there is a walk on that drive by the Dons. Weiland. So there's your fourth turnover of the first half as Tranel has to step off the court as he needs to catch a breather as we have 1:45 left to go in the first half. Dons leading 23-13 as we move right on along here as Beck inbounds the ball. He's got it matched up against Konechny, and there's an attempt at a trap there just at midcourt. Beck breaks it. As he gets through, goes right, goes left, cuts through the lane, up off the glass. Long, but there's a whistle. Shot does not foul or fall as we have a foul coming up on Carter Summer, and that will send Beck to the line for two. That's first opportunity at the line for Beck as he doesn't have a point yet. Leading scorer, 30 last night, broke over 1,000 career points last night, and nothing right until right now as he gets the first one to crawl over the front of the rim and through the cylinder. So he's got his first point of the night. Second shot up. Nothing but net. He's got his first 2 points, and we've got a 23-15 Don's lead here with 1.5 to go in the first half. Don's thought about it at a long range, pulled it back down. Now they got it stripped away. Fifth turnover for the Don's. Tranel stops, kicks it back over to the far side. Left side, three bomb on the way. That was by Domke, and that is no good. But the Blackhawks get the ball back. Domke to the rack. Hoop in the harm as he gets the attempt at the old-fashioned three-point play as he moves the Blackhawks a little closer into this. Foul coming up against Caleb Hilgeman. His first. Don sixth. Shot up. Oops, a little short. Rebound. Loose. Picked up by the Dons. 23-17 ball game. A little bit of a football score on the last night of the regular season of college football. Don's playing tough, and there's going to be a whistle. Foul against Grundon. His first. That'll be the ninth, I believe, for the Blackhawks, and it'll be a 1-1 for Konechny. He was the leading returning scorer from that state championship team for the Dons. He averaged about 5 points per game last year. Coach's son, Joe Konechny, very nice family. I've known Joe for years. He's just a class act, knows basketball, that's for sure. So it's always great to see him here at the Cranberry Classic. Of course, Port coach Justin Beck, he's another very good, upstanding citizen there in his own right. Been fortunate to know him and his family for a good number of years as well. Second one is up. First one was up. Good. Second one, just like it. And we've got a 25-17 ball game. 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Beck with it, moving to his right, goes towards the right side. Bounce pass to Domke. Domke, pass back out Striegel. Striegel thought three, got the ball poked away. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Tranel resets just outside the logo half court. Moves right, cuts left. Back off the glass, got a little rejected on that as we keep moving along as the Dons rebound. Thought about a three, was Wallace or Weiland. Then he steps in the three-point line, and that's a two. Weiland got two more. 27-17 ball game, 10 seconds to go. Port with one last chance. Tranel, he tried an underhanded scoop, and now Dons, 2 seconds and one. Konechny, midcourt jumper. Good! He beats the buzzer, and that will give the Dons a very commanding 30-17 lead here at the Horn as we will be enjoying halftime here in just a few moments. So, got a little bit of math to do and figure out as, boy, that was a heck of a way to end that first half as Konechny beats the buzzer from midcourt, and we've got a 30-17 lead here at the championship game of the 40th annual Cranberry Classic. So just step out for a few moments, do some math, and play a song or two, and we'll be back here momentarily on 105.5 WIRI.
It's that time of year again. Time to find that special gift for that special person in your life. Try finding that one-of-a-kind gift at the Love It Again Thrift Store. When you purchase items from the Love It Again Thrift Store, you are supporting the awesome programs that Love, Inc. brings to our community. So stop by the Love It Again Thrift Store on 12th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3, for that one-of-a-kind gift for that one-of-a-kind person in your life.
Temperatures are falling, and you begin to feel the chill in the air when suddenly you remember that your teenager has never driven in winter. Have you checked the tires? Do they have a safety kit? Your mind begins to spin. Don't let the fear of your teen driving this winter send you off course. Team up with the crew at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. Their fully staffed and certified team can help you with any of your vehicle needs. Let your teen get behind the wheel with the confidence that whatever happens, the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep are ready to help.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons are blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Crowded streets, busy feet hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. And there he sits all alone on the sidewalk. Hoping that you won't pass him by.
Should you stop? Better not. Much too busy. You'd better hurry. My, how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing of laughter.
And in the midst of the laughter, he cries,
pretty paper, pretty ribbons are blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you.
Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Country Legends. sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, 'cause it makes them taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share, and those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad if they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Oh, take it away, boys. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
A minute 20 remaining in halftime before we get the second half underway of this championship game at the 40th annual Cranberry Classic between the Marshfield Columbus Catholic Dons and the Port Arthur Blackhawks. And things going the Dons' way as they hold a 30-17 lead, and that was really punctuated by a buzzer-beaten three-pointer by Matt Konechny half court, and that really camped things out for the Dons. Dons in the first half, they're led by Konechny with 10, followed by Ben Weiland, who has 10 to his credit as well. Carter Summer netted 5, while Cole Wallace has 4, and Caleb Hilgeman with 1. Port Edwards on the other side of things. Vince Striegel, 8 points. He hit a pair of big threes, followed up by Max Michaels with 5, Aiden Domke with 2, and Brandon Beck with 2. Again, I want to say thank you to all our sponsors making these games possible. If you want to get in on that and get some advertising in to bring even more games, be sure to stop in on Monday, any day, during business hours. Talk to Pam. She'll send you the right direction. Say hi to everyone down there, especially good old Seth, running the show, running the business today. And because of Seth, just a request, anyone out there that was listening to the halftime music, got some Christmas cookies, bring them on down. I'm getting a little hungry, and that made it even worse. So make sure you get some milk with it, too. I'm kind of like Santa Claus, like cookies and milk. So come on down, watch the last half of this game. Maybe even get you on the air if you want. No, I don't know if I can do that, but we can at least watch some good basketball as we cap the Cranberry Classic here. As we're just about underway as Port inbounds the ball, and Here we go as we are underway. Again, Don's leading 30-17. Over the Blackhawks. Tranel with the ball. He works up through the lane. He lets a floater, and it counts as he got his first points of the game right out of the half. So we got 32-19. Don's leads 17-40 to go. Don's way at the far end of the court now as we've got a shot by Wyland, but then there's a foul underneath, so we've got a foul coming up. I believe that's on Andreessen. That should be his second, I believe, and it is. So non-shooting foul there for the Dons, and we're back underway, 17 and a half to go. 30-19, Don's lead over the Blackhawks. Don's moving the ball along the perimeter. Three-pointer by Konechny up. Rattles out. Rebound, Konechny. Kicks it back out the other far ways. Carter Summer with it. Carter Summer has it again up along the baseline. Up off the glass. Not good by Caleb Hilgeman. And then it's grabbed by Andreessen. Port ball, 17 to go. And is Port trying to mount a comeback here in the final 17 minutes of play. Again, drive in off the glass is Tranel, and there's a foul, and that will be putting Tranel to the line for two. I think that will be on 25, Sam Dooms. That's his third, so he's got to be a little careful here. One of the big men down low for the Dons. Tranel to the line for two. First one up. Good. So he's got his third point real quick here. After not having a point in the first half. The Blackhawks playing towards me in this half of the game as I sit on the west end of the gymnasium up on the stage here at Assumption High School. And bend of the knees, a little short this time. Andreessen fighting for it. Rebound is corralled by the Dons, and they are back on the move. They're able to get the loose ball and up on the glass, going coast to coast. And there's a spin about four times around the cylinder. And you can count that as Hilgeman gets two, his first basket of the game. Go 3 points. He made one from the foul line. As Port, they're back trying to figure out a 12-point disadvantage. With 16:20 to go. Michaels three on the way, a little short. Rebound by Carter Summer. The Dons back moving way of things. Ball tipped out of bounds by Michaels, but it will still go to the Dons. 16:14 to go in regulation. And now we have a substitution. Andreessen goes out. Striegel in for the Blackhawks as they try to get positioned correctly out on the floor. The Blackhawks trying to cause a few turnovers here. Pass across the court. Wyland, three-bomb on the way. No good. Rebound, Beck. Beck zipping down the court. Wait, he's got some good speed on him. See, pass back out to Tranel. Tranel dribble around through his legs. Has to kick back out. Striegel, three-bomb on the way. A little long. Rebound, Michaels, as he pulls the ball back out. Striegel back with it. Back to Tranel. Resetting the offense. Michaels, right side, steps in. Thought about a three. Step, thought better of it. Pass back out across the way to Sam Martinson. Martinson back to Tranel. Port moving the ball around. Kind of a trap attempt here for the Dons. Pass back in for Martinson, but it is picked by Summers as he goes coast to coast, lays it in for two, and now we have a 34-20 ball game in order in favor of the Dons as we have a foul running up real quick. Hilgeman, that will be his second. As we have an inbounds play here, Striegel for the Blackhawks. Port still losing 34-20, 15:15 to go. Striegel bounce back in to Beck. Beck with the ball. Beck down low to Tranel as there's a little bit of hand contact by Wallace. That'll be his fall, his first one, as we will have another inbounds play coming our way for the Blackhawks. Substitution, Martinson out. Colby Grundin, he's in. 15:08 to go. Still no change in the score, 34-20. So the clock is in the favor of the Dons, but still plenty of time to go. So a little bit of a pause by the officials. Not sure what the situation was, but either way, now we play on. Beck to inbound. He lobs it back out to Striegel. Striegel over to Tranel on the right side. Back across to Beck. Beck thought about a three. Thought better of it. Pulled the ball down, and now they reset. Beck goes to his right. Gets around Summer. Pop. Jump. And it's sharp, but he's fouled on the play. So Summer will be getting a foul. And Beck, he's moving to the line for two. So that's the second one for Summer. Fourth so far in this second half for the Dons. So they got to be a little careful. They're about where the Blackhawks were in the first half, so Ports will all right with that. Turnabout's fair play as the first free throw attempt hits the front of the rim and dribbles on over. So there's another point there for Beck. He's got three so far as he prepares for the second one, and it's up. Nothing but net. He's got his second one, so he's got 4 points, and we are now 34-22 Dons lead. 14:50 to go as the Dons, they look to continue their attack as there's a foul on the floor by Grundon as Summer was going to the rack. So Grundon, he's got a second foul, and that's just the second of the second half for the Blackhawks. Kind of disjointed stop, go, stop, go, stop, go so far to this part of the contest in the second half as there's a turnover. First one of the second half by the Dons. And Michaels, he gets the ball poked out from behind, but it stays away of the Blackhawks still. 14:37 to go in regulation. We could see some overtime if it means Port coming out on top for our Port fans here. Beck, he takes it along the baseline, goes hard off the glass, and he's whistle for a foul. Not against Beck, however, as it will be a foul on. Trying to double check the third foul here against Summer. And that's five against the Dons. To just, man, not even 4 minutes in the second half. First free throw attempt for Beck. Up, count it. So he's now up to 5 points in this game. All coming from the free throw line. He has not been able to hit a shot from the floor yet. So that's a far cry from last night where he led all scorers at 30 points, really doing a lot of damage as he did five from three-point range. So you know he can really fire it up there. But so far, uncontested shots from the free throw line as he makes the other one. And we're back down to a 10-point advantage for the Dons, 34-24 Dons, 14.5 to go. As there's a whistle, and it will be a foul call on Port Edwards. That's going to be on Max Michaels. That's his fourth, so he's going to be hitting the bench for a while. Don't really want to lose him, as he's a very talented ball player in his own right. Finished last night with 14 to be the second leading scorer on the team, as in comes Aiden Domke for the Blackhawks. Cross-court pass, that's over to Wallace, down low to Hilgeman. Hilgeman kicks back out to Wallace. 14:07 to go, 34-24, Don's lead over the Blackhawks. Skip pass, back out to Wallace, three on the way, short, rebound, Port by Striegel, and we're back going towards us is Port Edwards. Tranel gets across the timeline, Tranel, some fancy footwork. Being guarded by Wallace as he goes through the lane. No look pass, nobody home except for Ben Weiland as he gets the ball. Another turnover for the Blackhawks. Runner, teardrop, no fall as Don still passing the ball around. They still have possession, and it's knocked out of bounds by Tranel. And we are stoppage of play, 13.5 to go. Still 10-point advantage for the Dons over the Blackhawks. Inbounds play coming up for the Dons. Ben Weiland coming up, inbounds to Konechny. Weiland left side, three on the way, and it's long. Big rebound goes, and it's pulled down by the Dons. And now we've got another foul coming up. Lots of fouls coming up. That was a rebound by Mason Edwards. That That was a Port Edwards foul, and that was up against Grundin, his third, the fourth for Port here in the second half. Still a 10-point lead for the Dons. Inbounds pass, three on the way by Weiland. That's not good. Pulled down by Mason Edwards. You can count it, and the foul. So the old school three-point play coming up out for that opportunity as Josh Tranel, he gets whistled for his second foul, and we're back to square even. 5-5 fouls as Port, they're starting to accumulate them just like the Don started early in the first or in the second half. But now we have Mason Edwards looking for the old three-point play as that's long. Rebound, however, goes to the Dons. Pulled down by Hilgeman. Hilgeman back outside. Hilgeman to Weiland. Weiland up to Wallace to Konechny on the left side. Konechny pass over to Weiland. Caught by Konechny as a rebound up off the glass. Count it. And we've got the Dons still growing that lead. 38-34 Dons. 12:55 to go. As we have a whistle, and it's a blocking foul. This time, that's going against number one. That's Matt Konechny, his first of the game. 12:55 to go. 38-24 lead Dons over the Blackhawks. This is as quickly and fast-paced as that first half was. You don't really talk about that. As you know, you might just jinx the game. And boy, has it been disjointed and slow-paced in the second half. So we'll see how this transpires the last little bit of it. With any luck for us Blackhawks fans, maybe pull a little bit of a rally as Tranel kicks the ball out to Michaels, who snuck in there. As long three, no good. Michaels gets his rebound. Goes centers. Pass back out to Andres. He thought about three, pulled it down. Stop. Kick back out to Beck. Beck moving around. Free throw line. Back out into three land. 12.5 to go. 14-point lead for the Dons. 38-24. Beck trying to get the offense situated. Man defense being implored here by the Dons. Andresen with it. Hands off to Tranel. Tranel thought three, but Wallace was right there, so he pulled it back down, looking for someplace to go, and now there's a turnover. 5 second count, and there's your turnover. So there is your turnover. It goes back to the Dons, and we have 12 minutes to go. I believe that's a 14-point lead by the Dons. Three bomb on the way by Weiland, and count it. That lead continues to grow for the Dons, and there will be a timeout called by Port, and we'll take one too. Full variety, Seth, and we'll be back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Left to go in the championship game of the boys' division. 40th Annual Cranberry Classic at Assumption High School. And the Columbus Dons are starting to pull away from the Blackhawks, 41-24, as we just had a big three-pointer hit by Ben Weiland as Port looking for some answers here. Offense has sputtered, and here's a chance at it. Three-bomb on the way by Tranel. Rebound Andresen, and there's a whistle, and that's going to be a foul. I believe that will be a reach-in foul against Konechny, and it is his second, seventh, for the Dons. Is that should be the bonus here. It should be a 1-1, I believe. And it is. Andresen going to line for a 1-1. want to give a shout out to the former athletic director at Port Edwards, John Edwards High School, Shane Steltenpool, the current principal now. So he was given a listen on a trip tonight and gave some positive feedback. He said, I definitely have the face for radio, so that's always appreciated. Good friend of mine. Glad to always hear from him as the current athletic director is here. Football coach, softball coach, Max Ayers. Good to see him. Sitting by one of his football coach assistants, Paul Lieb here. So good to see those gentlemen here. It's always good to see a lot of these coaches you get to know over the years and make friendships with. This ball is inbounded. Tranel to Andres and back to Tranel through the glass. Rolls out. Rebound to Weiland. 11.5 to go. 41-24 lead for the Dons. Three bomb on the way. Konechny short. Rebound to Konechny. Gets his own board. Weiland back across the way to Wallace. Wallace three bomb on the way. That's short. And it's pulled down by Mason Edwards. But there's a whistle. Foul underneath. That's going to be on Andreessen. That'll be his third. As we tick right on along as we have 11-17 to go. And Mr. Steltenpool shot a text back saying that he really appreciated the shout-out. It's always good to talk to him, always good to visit with him, as I said. Good friend. He did an awesome job as athletic director. And Max Ayers doing a great job now, too. Just picked up right where Shane left off and really no difference, to be honest with you, as I get to work with them both and get to watch these Blackhawks play. As there's a three bomb on the way, that one by Weiland, and that's no good, but then it's put back up by Konechny. So you got a left side rebound layup, and that's Konechny with two more, as it's a 43-24 ball game, 10:40 to go. Spin around jumper by Michael Short, Weiland with it, as the Don's back on the attack. Wallace stops. Weaves through some defenders, and that will be a foul on Michaels, and that will be five. Michaels going to have to watch the rest of the game for the bench. He will finish with 5 points, as you can see the frustration, and he's just going to walk to the end of the bench and just kind of collect his thoughts. Not the night he wanted, understandably so. As we have a 1-1 for Wallace as he gets the first one to fall. His first points of the second half. Lead grows to 20, 44-24. And another one up, and that rattles out. Ball's loose, still loose. Someone's trying to come up with it, and it's back. So they get that second one. On that rebound, they got the first of two. Port ball down by 20 with 10 to go as we got another whistle. And that one will be on, I think it's 15. That'll be Jack Kolbeck. That's his second. And going to the line is Vince Striegel. That will be a 1-1 situation. Shot is up, a little long. Pulled down by Mason Edwards as the Dons back on the attack. Wallace gets past half court. Lob pass up to Edwards. They kicks it back out. Weiland back to Wallace outside Konechny. He stops. Ball's kind of tipped loose by Beck. Wallace gets it high off the glass, off the front of the rim. Rebound to Striegel. Port. They're going to have to start moving a little bit quicker here. They're about halfway through the second half, and there's an offensive foul, a push on Tranel, and that's a turnover. That's going to be the fourth in the second half, and that's a third foul on Tranel. So not a situation Port's really wanting to be in right now as it's starting to slip out of control. Devlin Timler comes in for the Dons. Inbounds comes away of the Dons. Timler had it back outside of Summers. Summers